I'm Elliot Forrest, in for Leonard Lopate, who is clearly at the Tiki Bar right this minute. For New York City dwellers, Hurricane Irene had significantly less of an impact than it did on areas north and south of the city. In fact, it is the farmers who are experiencing the worst fallout from the storm. Flooding has ruined crops, and many farmers have been left to start over in what was supposed to be the peak of their harvest season. Here to speak to us today about the aftermath of the hurricane and what we can do to help are Jackie Berger, Executive Director of Just Food, and Cheryl Rogowski of Rogowski Farms in Orange County, New York. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Cheryl, you're there. Terrific. Let me start with you, Cheryl. We appreciate you joining us today. Clearly, there's a lot on your plate, if you will. What exactly happened to your farm?
Well, our farm consists of 150 acres, and of the 150 acres, when the first event happened, Hurricane Irene, approximately 120 to 130 acres went underwater. And the road, the access road, the main access road, County Route 26, I had to be evacuated after that storm by the fire company, and there was probably 4 to 6 feet of water on the main road, and the fields sit below that, so you can only imagine how much water the fields were under in our area.
And where exactly is your farm?
We are in a hamlet called Pine Island, which is in the town of Warwick, and we're about 60 miles northwest of the GW Bridge, and we're in the tri-state area of Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey.
And what is it that you grow?
We're a pretty diverse operation. At our peak, we were 75 acres of onions, and now we grow hundreds of varieties of everything else. As my mom put on the business cards, A to Z, asparagus to zucchini, so that covers pretty much all of it.
And how much of your crops were actually lost?
Well, out of the 150 acres, like I said, we figure I still can't access parts of the farm. We're still underwater. 120 to 130 acres went under. And out of that, we had approximately 80 acres planted. And out of the 80 acres, we're guessing, estimating between 80 and 90% crop loss.
And give us a picture of exactly what it looks like today. How much water and what does it look like compared to what it used to look like?
Well, compared to our soil is we're in a very rich, fertile area called the Black Dirt Region. And as the name implies, our soil is very black. It's basically a giant bowl of compost. So it's very dark, very rich, very fertile soil. And right now, all you see is the glimmer of the sun and the reflection of the mountains and what vegetation is standing above the water, reflecting off of the water right now.
And what's the last 2 weeks been like for you?
They've been very challenging. For 2 weeks in a row now, I had to evacuate my home twice because I was not able to access it. And it's just waiting and watching and seeing and talking with our customers, our CSA customers, because CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, the basic premise of that program is sharing in the harvest with the farm, which means sharing in the good and the bad. And right now, it's educating our consumers about sharing in what it means to lose a harvest and to live this way. So an awful lot of communication. We've been running things off cell phones because our power was out for 3 days. Internet service was knocked out. So thank goodness for cell phones that we've been able to do an awful lot that way of communicating with folks and letting them know what the status is, how we're rebuilding, how we're trying to recover, what we can save, what we have to abandon, and where they can help us.
Jackie Berger, Executive Director of Just Food. You're in studio here. You're shaking your head as you're hearing this story. You must have seen all this.
We're hearing this story from farmers like Cheryl, and this is the first time I've actually talked to Cheryl through this radio show. So, but this is the story that we're hearing over and over again from so many farmers throughout the Northeast, and it's heartbreaking.
Tell us about your organization. What is Just Food?
Just Food is a nonprofit organization that works with farmers and communities to bring fresh, locally grown, healthy food to all New York City communities. So CSA is an important part of what we do. We help communities and farmers to come together to form these partnerships. And we talk about risk and reward, but this is a worst-case scenario. And, you know, we've really seen New York City communities rally around their farmers and ask what they can do to support it. And it's been heartlifting and heartbreaking at the same time.
What percentage of the farms you deal with actually were impacted by Irene?
Right now, we think it's around 15 farms that we work with that were severely impacted by Irene. But with the rains that have continued, more and more farms are suffering because the waters aren't draining, and so the fall crops are just drowning. So it is a really rough year for farmers.
The Food and Drug Administration declared what crops that could come from these areas illegal to sell. Is that right?
Yeah, it was the final blow to some of these farmers, because when we were first talking to them, when the waters were still rising on their farms a couple days after Irene, they were saying, we just got to wait till the water goes down and then we'll see what we have. But then this FDA ruling came down and said, basically, if it was submerged in river water, it is unfit for human or animal consumption. So that meant no more deliveries. Some farmers, that was it, completely wiped out for the year. And with farms like Cheryl's that are still underwater, they can't even get cleaned up.
I suppose they don't know what was in the water, but tell us why they made this ruling.
Because they don't know what was in the water, whether it was different pollutants, bacterias, anything that was coming down from upstream, and basically the turnaround time for those tests to come back, things would have been lost anyway.
Was that a reasonable call by the Food and Drug Administration?
Our New York State Department of Ag and Markets jumped on supporting it right after it came down, so I mean, hopefully it's in the best interest of New Yorkers and consumers.
Cheryl, Orange County, where your farm has been declared a major federal disaster area, do you get federal aid, government aid?
The question we're all waiting on. There was an emergency meeting held in our county on Wednesday afternoon, and there were over 100 farmers sitting in that room with an entire panel representing everyone from the county and local level right on up through the federal level. And at this stage of the game, no one really knows exactly what will be coming to us and how the assistance will come. We're being told to put applications in, document everything we possibly can. But until we actually see the money in our bank accounts, none of us really know what we're actually going to receive.
And did you have insurance? Does a farmer have insurance for this sort of thing?
It varies. Some farms have insurance, some farms don't have insurance. But the ultimate challenge, the real challenge right now, is the test of time. And so many farmers, whether they have insurance or not, all of our tax bills just came in the mail. This is the time of year when we make our income from our farmers' market sales, and our bills are still pouring in, and their revenue stream has stopped, in many cases completely, in some cases to a slowdown of a trickle. And the immediate need is now, and we need assistance right now and right here.
I'm Elliot Forrest, in for Leonard Lopate. My guests are Jackie Berger, Executive Director of Just Food, and Cheryl Rogowski of Rogowski Farm in Orange County, talking about the devastating impact of Hurricane Irene on farmers upstate. Do you come from a farming family, Cheryl, or is this something you started on your own?
No, I come from a farming family, from generations of farms, actually, in our area. So come from pretty sturdy stock, but this still tests you, seriously.
By the way, there's a link on our show page at WNYC.org for different ways to help farmers, both with the CSA and Green Market and through Dine NYC, and we'll talk about Dine Out Irene as well. Has it been difficult, Jackie, for farmers to get insurance, or particularly flood insurance?
The insurance policy, the crop insurance policies, are really not designed for the types of farmers that grow for CSAs or for green markets. The insurance program was designed, and it's really complicated, so just to simplify, it's designed for commodity farmers who are growing thousands of acres of corn or wheat or soy. That's who this policy really works for. For the small-scale farmers that we work with that are growing hundreds of varieties of vegetables like Cheryl is, who are doing succession planting, so different kinds of crops throughout the year, these insurance policies are not designed for them. They get pennies on the dollar back. So a lot of the farmers kind of just say it's not worth it because they cannot get reimbursed for what they grow. And for the farmers that do have it, they wait years to get the funding back, and it's usually pennies on the dollar for what they lost.
You mentioned CSA. We've mentioned it a couple of times. That's community-supported agriculture. What exactly is that?
So there are over 100 of these community-supported agriculture projects here in New York City, and it's where New York City neighborhoods can, individual households can make an investment in a farm that's within a 250-mile radius of New York City, and in exchange for that upfront investment, they get a weekly delivery of produce right in their neighborhood. All the farmers in Just Food CSA network are organic, small-scale, sustainable farms, and it's a great way to get organic produce really conveniently in your community.
Is there a risk involved for the participants?
There is. And usually the risk is, you know, if there's a flea beetle that moves in and it eats up all the kale, or if there's a virus that moves in and eats and destroys the squash. It's usually one vegetable, but CSA households usually don't notice it because there's so many different varieties of vegetables that they're getting in addition to that. So it usually mitigates that. But this is You know, this is the true test of CSA. And what we've seen is a tremendously supportive response, because CSA is more than just about the vegetables. It's really community-supported agriculture, and it's communities connecting with the farm. And it's really creating that one-on-one relationship between an individual and where their food comes from, which is such a great thing in New York City.
Cheryl, what can people do to help you and your farm right now?
Knowing that they're out there, number one, and understanding and trying to understand as best they can what we're experiencing and living, and partnering with groups like Just Food and the Green Market System, and even back home we have our local community has created Warwick Farm Aid, and they're doing whatever they can to raise money to help ease some of the cash flow crunch farmers are facing right now, and volunteers coming out to offer to help us rebuild once the water recedes and we know what the damages are and where we can actually put people to work. So there's so many different ways that the help can come to us.
And Jackie, what do you have for our listeners today to help out?
If you go to justfood.org, you'll see on our homepage a call for hurricane relief. And we have a whole hurricane relief page set up on our website where you can learn how to volunteer, how to donate, and how to advocate. Because if you want to give financially, there's an event coming up September 21st, Let Us Eat Local. A portion of our proceeds are going to go directly to farmer relief. There's an ongoing auction. And there's also an effort called Dine Out Irene, where there's at least 60 restaurants signed up to give 10% of their proceeds September 25th directly to farmers in need through Just Food and through Green Market. And there's also a real need for people to call their elected officials, get involved, tell them that they should do everything they can to support these farmers. And if they want more information, they can go to the hurricane relief page at justfood.org.
We'll put a link on our homepage here at WNYC as well. Cheryl, our heart goes out to you. We wish the best for you, your farm, and your family.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Jackie Berger, Executive Director of Just Food, and farmer Cheryl Rogowski about the damage that Hurricane Irene inflicted on New York State farms as they were preparing for the fall harvest. Once again, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.